right. When people are unwell, when it's a question of sickness and health, who is best at helping them if they are friends and harming them if they are enemies? A doctor. And when they're at sea, who can best help or harm them amid the dangers of a sea voyage? A ship's captain. What about the just man? In what activity and for what purpose is he the one best able to treat his friends well and his enemies badly? In war and alliances, I think. Very well. Now, when people aren't ill, my dear Polymarchus, a doctor is no use to them. True. And when they're not at sea, a ship's captain is no use to them. No. Does that mean the just man is no use to them when they're not at war? No, I'm sure it doesn't. Justice is something useful, even in peacetime, then? Yes, it is. But then so is agriculture, isn't it? Yes, for producing crops. Yes, and shoemaking? Yes, that's useful, for producing shoes, you would say, presumably. Of course. What about justice, then? When you say it's useful in peacetime, what is it useful for? What does it produce? Contracts, Socrates. And by contracts, do you mean partnerships or something else? I mean partnerships. All right. Is the just man a good and useful partner when it comes to playing backgammon? Or would someone who plays backgammon be more use? Someone who plays backgammon would be more use. And when it comes to bricklaying or building in stone, is the just man a more useful and better partner than a builder? Of course not. Well, in what kind of partnership is the just man a better partner than a lyre player, in the way a lyre player is better at playing the notes? In partnerships involving money, I think. Unless by any chance, Polymarchus, it's a question of putting the money to some use, if you have to buy or sell a horse jointly for a sum of money. In that case, I imagine, someone who knows about horses is more use, isn't he? Apparently. And for buying or selling a ship, you'd want a shipbuilder or ship's captain. So it seems. In what situation, then, requiring the joint use of silver or gold, is the just man more useful than anyone else? When there's a need to deposit money and have it kept safe? You mean when there's no need to put it to any use? You just want it to stay where it is? That's right. So it's when money is useless that justice is useful for dealing with it. It looks like it. And a pruning knife. When you want to keep it safe, then justice is useful, both in public life and in private life. But when you want to use it, then the art of viticulture is what you want. Apparently. And are you going to say the same about a shield or a lyre, that justice is useful when you need to keep them safe and not use them, but that when you do need to use them, then you want the soldier's art and the art of music? I shall have to say that. And in all other examples, justice is useless when it comes to using any of them, and useful only when they are useless? I suppose so, he said. Though personally, I can't any longer remember what I did say. But one thing I do think still, and that is that justice is treating your friends well and your enemies badly. By friends, do you mean the people each individual believes to be good, or those who really are good, even if he doesn't realise it? And the same with enemies. In all probability, he replied, people will like those they think are good and dislike those they think are evil. And do people ever make mistakes in this? Do they often think people are good when they're not, and vice versa? Yes, they do make mistakes. So for these people, are the good their enemies and the bad their friends? They certainly are. Is it nonetheless right for these people, when this happens, to treat the wicked well and the good badly? It looks like it. And the good are just, They're not the kind of people who do wrong. True. So, according to your argument, it is right to harm those who do no wrong. Impossible, Socrates. It looks as if there's something wrong with the argument. Then it must be right, I said, to treat the unjust badly and the just well. That sounds better. In that case, Polymarchus, there are many people for whom it'll turn out, if their judgment of people has been at fault, that it is right to treat their friends badly, since their friends are evil, and their enemies well, since their enemies are good. In those circumstances, we shall end up saying the exact opposite of the definition we quoted from Simonides. Yes, he said, it certainly can turn out like that. Let's change our definition. We're probably not defining friend and enemy correctly. How are we defining them, Polymarchus? We said that the person who seemed to be good was a friend. And now, how do you want to change that definition? If someone both seems to be good and is, let's call him a friend. If he seems to be, but isn't really, let's say that he seems to be a friend, but isn't really a friend, and let the same definition apply to an enemy. On this definition, it appears the good man will be a friend, and the one who is no good will be an enemy. Yes. Do you want us to make an addition to our definition of justice? Our first definition was that it was just to help a friend and harm an enemy. Do you want us now to add to that and say that it is just to help a friend if he is good and harm an enemy if he is bad? Yes, he said, I think that would be an excellent definition. But is it really in the nature of a just man, I asked, to treat anyone in the world badly? It certainly is, he said. He should treat badly those who are wicked, his enemies. If you treat a horse badly, does it become better or worse? Worse. Worse by the standard we use to judge dogs or the standard we use to judge horses? The standard we use to judge horses. And dogs the same. If you treat them badly, they become worse by the standard we use to judge dogs, not horses. They must do. What about humans, my friend? Are we to say in the same way that if they are treated badly, they become worse by the standard we use to judge human excellence? Certainly. But isn't justice a form of human excellence? Again, it must be. In which case, my friend, members of the human race who are treated badly must necessarily become more unjust. It looks like it. Are musicians able, by means of music, to make people unmusical? No, that's impossible. Can horsemen make people unskilled with horses by means of horsemanship? No. And can the just make people unjust by means of justice? Or, in general, can the good use human excellence to make people bad? No, that's impossible. Yes. Because it's not the property of heat, I assume, to make things cold. It's the property of its opposite. Yes. Nor is it the property of dryness to make things wet, but of its opposite. Yes. And it is certainly not the property of good to do harm or treat people badly, but of its opposite. Apparently. And the just man is good? Yes. In that case, Polymarchus, it is not the property of the just man to treat his friend or anyone else badly. It is the property of his opposite, the unjust man.